Praise the Lord for His goodness and blessing to us all. I want you to turn again to Romans 5, shall we? Again to the book of Romans, chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, we'd like to notice just verse 2. Romans chapter 5, and just verse 2. Notice carefully, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Notice that by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You for Your love to us through Christ our Lord. We thank You that we can gather in the name of the Lord Jesus today. We thank You for everyone who's here and pray Your richest blessing upon each one. We pray that in the days to come many may be saved. We might reach many for the Lord Jesus. If one is not saved here tonight, we pray that that dear one may receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior. We pray for those in these times in which we live who are going through danger, and we pray that many might turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for our nation, for the peoples of the world, for many in the deep straits of life, and we just look to You in every way. Keep us all safe in the arms of Jesus. And bless, and work, and use in every way. We pray in the kindly and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now this morning we had noticed verse 1, and we had seen there that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There we have peace with God. But notice also it says in verse 2, we have access by faith. We have access by faith. And that's what we want to notice together tonight, that we have access by faith. There was a time in looking at the Word that I would never have thought of anything of repetition. But yet, you know, as I think of the various themes of the Word of God, as you look at them through and through, there is a beautiful repetition in the Bible of many themes and many things. And you know, the more we hear the Word, the more precious it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this morning we brought out the importance of justification by faith, and we trust that each one is saved. Praise the Lord, you can be saved by trusting Him as your own personal Savior, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But now we want to move on from that to think about access. It has just been recently that I've spoken on access. And what we want to do here to see this word access, to see other occurrences of it, turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. And here we note two other occurrences of the same word. And notice with me, if you will, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 18. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 18. Now note what it says there in Ephesians 2 verse 18. It says, "For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." Now, previously, it's talked in verse 16 about, "and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body, that is the church, by the cross, having slain enmity, the Jew and the Gentile, in the church, thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, the Gentile, and to them which were nigh, the Jew. For through Him we have both have access by one Spirit, the Holy Spirit there, unto the Father." tells us that now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. So we have access, just like the Jew does, we have access to the Lord. Now look at chapter 3. Look with me at chapter 3 and verse 12. Also, you notice verse 10, which leads up to this. It says, to the intent that now unto the principalities, of course we realize that in the heavenlies not only the good angels, but the evil spirits are working, it says, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places or in the heavenlies, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, it says, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now notice this, in whom we have boldness. Dear friend, as a Christian, you can have boldness in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Christian to speak boldly of the things of the Lord. That comes from the Spirit. And it says, and access. There is that word again, and access, with confidence goes along with it, by the faith of Him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Now, as we come back, we see again that in Romans chapter 5, by whom also we have access by faith unto or into this grace. Now, the meaning of access is very interesting. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said this, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Isn't that a glorious thought here? Tonight, we had access to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. You know, you cannot go to presidents and governors just on a whim. I cannot go up and say, well, here I am. You know how that goes. You have to have some approach. You have to have some access. The wonder of it all is that we have access as far as salvation is concerned, to be saved. But dear friend, you have an inside track as a Christian. You have not only peace with God, the peace of God, but you have access to all the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I think of that, I'd like to even know more about that when I was younger. You know, to think about how much access, like an access highway, or like access we see in so many of the things today in technology and so forth. And dear friends, you have access to the wonderful blessings of the Lord. That grabs me. That just comes to my heart as I think of it in the Lord Jesus. Now, we'll not go into these things tonight, but you can study the whole fifth chapter of Romans. In fact, Romans 5, 6, 7 and 8 are wonderful chapters for a young Christian to look into and to really study together in the Lord. But notice it talks about so many glorious things. It says in verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. You know, a lot of things can happen, but when bad things happen, I don't really just all the time rejoice in it as much as I would like to. You know, you've got to have a new kitchen floor. You've got to have a new bathroom floor, right? You've got to have this. You've got leaks and so forth. The car's broken down. You know, those kinds of things that come in life. You don't say, well, praise the Lord. Give me some more of that. That's not the way I do. You know, you think, oh my goodness, I've got to deal with this. But dear friend, remember this, even in tribulation will work patience. And you can praise the Lord, and I can praise the Lord in all these ways. It says patience, experience, and experience, hope. Experience teaches us many things. Hope, expectation of wonderful things, make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. It goes to show that God commendeth His love toward us. It shows that being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. It goes on to tell us that by one man sin came, by one man the blood was shed that we might be saved. There's so many things. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, notice again one, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded. There's so many wonderful things. And it says, therefore, moreover, the law entered in verse 20 that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This chapter has so many powerful things about the wonderful access that you and I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are right here in His Word. But we look at specifically verse 2. And notice there it says, we have access, present tense, right now, always access, and it's by faith. We're saved by faith. We have access into the deeper wonders of the Lord to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And it says, wherein we stand. And you know, dear friend, we stand in the wonderful things of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a lawyer down in North Carolina. He was from Carthage, North Carolina. Older man, I knew him very well. But he was very high up in things. He was the one that led the way to the coming forth of the Republican Party down in North Carolina. He was a powerful man. And I'm not going into politics. I mean, I just say that as of interest because he was a lawyer and he was very well known and he could captivate you. But you know, he preached some of the most powerful messages that I ever heard. He was like a lawyer. He set his case. And then he came right to the conclusion, and there was no doubt about the verdict. It was there. But you know, I've never forgotten when he would lead singing, he would say this, you know, he says, we're singing standing on the promises, but he said, we're sitting on the premises. I can hear him say it. And I thought many times, I believe I've been sitting on the premises when I need to be standing on the promises of Christ my King. Through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of God my Savior. And then it goes on to say, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living Word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Standing on the promises I cannot fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. That is a powerful hymn. And this is what this verse is telling us as access. We don't have to be cowards. Or we are bold in the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to be more bold, would you? To come forth more boldly in the Spirit, in the things of the Lord, to the things of the Lord. But dear friend, here we have access to all of these things in the Lord Jesus for the glory of the Lord. And that's what we want to look at tonight. Now notice specifically the meaning of the word access. It means available. It means that these things are available to you and to me. You know, to think of that, when you think of all that is available to you and to me, well, I know in my own Christian life, I think, well, I should seek more. You know, I should have more of the things of the Lord because they are right here to you and to me. So that's what the word means, available. It means approach. It means approach. We have an approach of all the blessings of the Lord and the things of the Lord. It's like an airliner when it comes down at night. They come in and they see the lights of the runway. They've got their approach and they bring that baby right on in there. And dear friend, the lights are shining. The glory is there. You've got all of these things in your possession through Christ in the will of God. So it means approach. It means introduction. We have introduction to all of these things, to the things of the Lord, right here in the Word. It says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, and so forth. And then It says that we can draw near. It's saying that we can draw near. Access means that we can draw near to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can know Him. Now, to me, that's a strong verse to tell me all of these things are for me and they're for you. I want to encourage each of us to have all the Lord has for us. You see what I mean? Everything the Lord has for you and for me. Now, we'll not go into all these things. It says here, by faith, it's through faith, and we have access by faith, a growing faith too. The just shall live by faith. We're saved by faith. We live by faith and grow in faith. We're saved by grace. We grow in grace. We become more gracious in the Lord Jesus Christ. It says wherein we stand. We stand on the promises of God. And it says we rejoice in hope. Are you rejoicing? You know, I want to be more of a rejoicing Christian, don't you? To rejoice in the Lord and the things of the Lord. You know, we can really be happy in the Lord. Bless your heart tonight. Are you happy in the Lord? There's so much that you and I have. And let's realize that the things of this world will fade. They'll slip away from us. We cannot hold on to the things of this world, for the world is passing. But we can have access to all the glory and the blessings of the Lord. And it'll continue right on through into eternity. And then it also says, in hope of the glory of God, honor. All of these things are ours in the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, what we want to do tonight is we think of this access. We want to look at the specifics of it and look at what we really have access to in life, in Christ Jesus. And you think of these things that you have access to. First of all, you have access to pardon. And I want us each to realize that we have pardon for our sin. We have been forgiven through the cross of Calvary. Our sins have been taken away. And we're saved by the blood. We are a new creation in Christ. And we have cleansing in the precious blood of Jesus. And that's so wonderful. All of our sins are taken away. Not only that, we can have cleansing in the Lord Jesus. The story is told of a young boy, and I can put myself in his place. The little boy was not supposed to go by the pond. And he slipped down by the pond one day and he fell in. And he went back to his room and he was wondering how he would tell his mother. Blackboard was in his room and he wrote on that little board, "Mother, if you forgive me, wipe the slate clean." Think of that, wipe the slate clean. The little boy went on out to play. He didn't see his mother around. He came back in and he saw those wonderful words. "Mother forgives you. The slate is clean." And I repeat that to you tonight because I want you to remember. I want you to know it, to remember the fact that the slate is clean, dear friend. That you are saved. That you have access through the precious blood of Jesus. And the slate is clean. You worry about your sin? Don't do it. They're under the precious blood of Jesus. And if we confess our sins as far as fellowship is concerned, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And praise the Lord, the slate is clean, and our sins are washed away. Access in all of these ways because our sins are taken away. I told you one time the only president that I ever saw was Harry S. Truman. I was playing in the high school band, and that's the reason I got to see him. I was playing close enough, I could look up there, and I could see President Harry S. Truman. It was in 1948. But something I remember reading about President Truman. President Truman and his wife, Bess, were very close together. There had been some sweethearts in the White House, and they'd been very close together. And you know, President Truman told the Secret Service, "Any time my wife wants him to see me, she has permission." She can see me at any time. And they were known to be very close. They talked over things. And they were very close together. Harry and Beth. You know, I like that. Access. Well, dear friend, you have access to the Lord Jesus, through Him to the Father, and it's all yours. You have pardon through the precious blood of Jesus. And this morning we looked at, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then, dear friend, you have access, and we'll not say much on that because we looked at peace this morning, the harmony that we have with God, the reconciliation by the precious blood of Jesus, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ in the joy of the Lord. The wonderful peace that we have in the Lord. Enjoy that peace. You can't make it, but you can enjoy that peace and that wonder. You know, so many people today in the world are agitated. Agitated all the time. But think of the wonderful peace that every Christian has in the joy of the Lord. Lord may have had, and I've had our grandchildren, two of the boys, stayed with us all week. Well, I would have to admit, I don't have the strength that I did when I was 20, nor 30, but I kept up with them. But we had quite a week, you know. I think, I don't know which one worked the hardest. I know she did the cooking and things like that. And we did a lot of things together. Tired us out, didn't it? It works us out. And you sometimes think, well, it would be nice just to sit down and rest. Now, you little young folks, you don't know about that. You have to wait a little bit down the road. You want to sit down a little bit. But I tell you this, every believer, no matter what age he is, no matter what position in life he is, he can enjoy peace. Peace in this world as it is. So little peace in this world today, but we can enjoy the peace of God. And then as we think about this access, we have access to purity. To purity in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3 says, "And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure." Even as he is pure. Friend, when you got saved, you went under the blood. Saved, and you are pure in the blood of Christ. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. It says, old things are passed away. It says, behold, all things have become new. You know, we are living in a filthy world. We're living in a sinful world, and the world is promoting evil and wickedness. But you know, as a Christian, you can live a pure life. Amen. You can live for Jesus and you can live a life in purity. Purity in the joy of the Lord. There is no joy in sin. There is no happiness. There is no peace at all in sin. You can read the papers. You can talk to people. You can think of your own life. I can think of my own life, and there's never any happiness in sin. There was a man named John Chrysostom. He lived from 354 to 407 A.D. And you know, the thing that would make him sad was sin. And the emperor couldn't get through to him. But the emperor tried to make him sin to make him sad. And you know, sin will make you sad. Sin will make you unhappy, even though you're saved, because the fellowship with the Lord. And you can enjoy, and I can enjoy so much of this access to the Lord because, dear friend, we are pure, and blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We would say here, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. That's pretty good advice. The other man, I was down preaching in Albany, Georgia some years ago, and we took the girls to some sort of a park there, and they had certain things with animals in it and so forth, and there were three little monkeys over there. But those little monkeys didn't want you to look at them. I don't know why. And, you know, they bunched all up and they looked at us. They're almost human. They look at you like that. And I told the girls, they were see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. That's what they looked like to me as I thought of those three little monkeys. But dear friend, as a Christian, have no part with speaking evil. Have no part with promoting evil. But may you and I live clean, right, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's a challenge. And that's a challenge to every believer. But oh, the joy, oh, the blessing that every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And then, you know, dear friend, as a Christian, we have power. We have power. As you think about access, you and I have power in the Spirit of the living God. You know, to illustrate, one of the worst sounds that I ever hear, and I don't want to hear, is when you start your car and you get that, and you know what the story is on that. You're not going anywhere, I'm not going anywhere. And the way they're making these cars today, that's the end of the line. You're not going because they're all fixed up. I remember one day on our car, it flashed on the scene. It flashes me these messages that I don't like to hear. But it says the security system was what it was all about. And it said, do not turn car off, it will not restart. I thought, well, wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? I didn't know what to do, and I had to take it down to the automobile place and put it on the computer and find out what the trouble was, and there was nothing wrong with it. There was nothing wrong with it. They could find nothing wrong with it, but something set off the sensor, and there it was. You know, dear friend, we need power, and this power does not come from ourselves. The power comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's rely upon His power. Let's lean hard upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the man who plows, whether it be by a tractor or what, he doesn't do the plowing himself, does he? Or whether it's a mule or what, he's got to have some help in it. And he must have that help to do it. We have to have the power. I was trying to cut the grass recently, and I let it get up a little bit too high, and the mower wouldn't budge. So one dear brother from the chapel came over, and he had one of these John Deeres. Well, it was dear to me. I tell you, it was good, one of those big ones. And he went back there and cut it so it can be cut easily and so forth. But you've got to have the power. And you know you and I have the power. The power is there. And the power becomes or comes from the Lord Jesus. There is power in the precious blood of Jesus. There's power through the Spirit of God. And you and I can go on to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. The power is there. May we lean on that power and know the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the glory of it. In our wonderful, wonderful Savior. And then also, we have, dear friend, we have access because we have access to the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. You know, we have an audience with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords every day of our lives. Dr. V. Raymond Edmond was president of Wheaton College. He was a godly man. He wrote many books, Sweeter Than Honey, The Disciplines of Life, they're all wonderful books, but he was a godly man. But you know, it seems mighty young to me. He died at 67. But you know where he died? He died in chapel preaching. And he was a very powerful preacher. He was a very good preacher. And you know what he's preaching on? An audience with the King of Kings. And he was bringing out to the students that every day of their lives they had an audience with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Think of prayer tonight. Think of the joys we have. And always we can have an audience with our wonderful Lord. You know, that is a real privilege. And that's for every young person, every middle-aged person, and every older person. Have I got everybody included there? As we look at, we're all included in the glory of the Lord, an audience with our wonderful Lord who helps us in every way. You know, Matthew 18:20, Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." He's with us. He's there. And he's near. Praise the Lord. Think of that. Access means near, and Jesus is near to you and me. You know, there are many other ways we could take this. You could go on, you could spend a long time in the position. Because of our position, we're in the heavenlies. Thank the Lord for that. In this earthly world, we are in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus. It says, "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." One brother down in Silas City wanted to know that the name of that hymn, and I found it for him, that we are as near as he is. He's near to the Father, and we're just that near, just as near as the Lord is near. So you and I are near to the Lord Jesus. Remember that in trouble, in trial. And we are near because of the promises of God. We have all the promises of the Lord. Notice, by faith, we have access through faith. Well, you've been so good tonight, and it's getting hot. You're probably not as hot as I am. We preach to get hot, isn't that right, brother? But it's a little warm tonight. You've been so good. We're just going to close in just a few minutes before 7. And we appreciate this, and we pray that you'll stay close to the Lord, because you have access by faith. And you also have peace with God. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus tonight. We thank you for each one who's come here. And we thank you for the wonderful access that we have to all the blessings of the Lord Jesus. We can bring all of our requests and all of our prayers. We can be in the Word of God in prayer. We can witness. We can be together and gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus according to the principles of His Word. We can draw close and draw nigh every day of our lives. We can enjoy the heavenlies, and we can enjoy communion and glory with the Lord Jesus Christ every day of our life, because we have access by faith. Lead us now and guide us in every way, and we'll give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you.